David was facing the Philistines, and he wrote this in Psalm 56. And I'm talking, and I'm beginning this series on overcoming a spirit of fear, or living a life without fear. He writes, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresses me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high." Then he goes on to say in verse 3, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." And that's Psalm chapter 56. David says, I have many enemies. They want to swallow me up, but I'm going to put my trust in God, and I am not going to worry about what man can do to me, because I have put my faith, my confidence, my trust is in the Lord. In Psalm chapter 34, verse 4, David writes that he sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fear. God wants us to live a life without fear. Now, here's a scripture that we all must know. Now, we quoted yesterday out of 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but that of love and power and a sound mind. Notice, love. He has given us what? Love. Well, let's go to 1 John chapter 4, and what does it say in verse number 17? "Here is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." And that perfect love is the agape love of God. We need to get to the place, my friend, and it comes by being close to him, that we are so convinced of how God loves us, that we are so assured in our heart because of the love of our Father, the love of God, that we have nothing, nothing, nothing to fear. The agape love is the love of the Father. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, we are just taking little tidbits every day, teaching how to live a life without fear. You need the entirety of this. You can always download them at he'salive.net. Oh, he'salive.net is there for you. You can go to the archives of the Connected program or any past teaching on the winning life. And I tell you, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And as our faith is built, our love walk is built. It will cast out the fear. I do want to make mention of Women of Valor, April 24th through the 26th. We have been doing this since 2000, and we have had many hundreds of souls saved, many bodies healed. There are people that are walking today that could not walk. There are people that are healed today that were dying. There were babies born because there were barren wombs that God opened up at Women of Valor. The supernatural happens. God heals, he sets free, he saves, he delivers, he restores. We've had marriages restored as a result of Women of Valor. You don't want to miss it. It's not about sewing, knitting, and cooking. It's about the presence of God, and it's an experience that will stay with you. I believe it's life-changing. It's April 24th through the 26th. You don't want to miss one day of it. We do have an early registration discount going on right now, and so avail yourself to that, my friend. Please do that. You can go to worldlighthouse.org for more information. Call and leave a daytime number where you can be reached at 301-895-3868. You have a Jesus-filled day. We're going to continue on a life without fear tomorrow right here on The Winning Life.